An update now on what will soon be the year anniversary of the Macondo well, which spewed 4.9 million barrels of oil after BP's rig exploded. The rig handled by Transocean, then managed by BP, and the cleanup and all of the circumstances that followed that, including the appointment of Kenneth Feinberg, administrator of the Gulf Coast Claims Facility, who is very, very busy, even at this moment, in resolving the estimated 500,000 claims that are still outstanding. 50,000, I guess, have been disposed of, Ken Feinberg?
There's been a lot more than that. We've disposed of about 300,000 claims out of a total currently of about 750,000 different claims.
All right, Ken Feinberg, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
And, you know, you've had many, many months to look at this situation. You were an unprecedented appointment to deal with a claims facility of this kind. Do you think, in retrospect, that this is the best way to go about this, or should it have been left in the courts?
No, I think it was the best way to go about it. I think that there are rare occasions, very rare, like 9/11, Agent Orange, Virginia Tech shootings, when the conventional, traditional way of resolving disputes in the courtroom yields to a view that it's unprecedented and we ought to respond in an unprecedented, unique way.
How are the categories of claims shaping up? I mean, there are still sort of death claims that are related to the 11 people who died on the in the original explosion. You're dealing with those as well as the claims of fishermen and business people there in the Gulf region.
That's right. Death claims, physical injury claims, lost wage claims, lost income claims, subsistence claims. We have dealt with a wide variety of claims, both in quality and especially quantity.
Does it complicate a death claim hearing when you learn from the Associated Press that the CEO of Transocean, for instance, made, you know, on the order of $6 million?
No, it has nothing to do with me, frankly. Transocean has nothing to do with this program. This is a program established solely by the administration and BP. And we process the claims as they come in. We compensate based on documented loss. And we're not affected whatsoever by statements made out there by other companies.
And
there's no bearing on what I do.
Ken Feinberg, you're a federal appointee, right?
No.
No, you work for BP?
No, I am not. I am a private contractor appointed by agreement between the administration and BP. But I'm in a rather unique status. I am not a government employee at all on this matter.
And your law firm is working, is getting compensated directly from BP, right?
Who else? You can't ask anybody else besides the wrongdoer to compensate the whole program and the claimant. I mean, I must say, the reason this program is up, running, and has distributed so far almost $4 billion in 9 months is because BP has agreed to pay the entire cost of the entire infrastructure of the program.
Now, some people who are waiting for claims might be concerned that you're getting your money, or your firm is getting the money, $1.2 million per month, maybe more quickly than they're getting their claims. I mean, isn't it the case in personal injury lawsuits that, you know, the law firm gets paid last after the entire sort of damages are paid out?
Well, look, I mean, I understand that perception and that concern. The fact of the matter is that we have already in 9 months processed almost two-thirds of 750,000 claims, paid out just about $4 billion. Now, if you go to court, you're not going to get $4 billion and hundreds of thousands of claims processed in 9 months. So I think I understand that concern, that perception, but I think the reality demonstrates that this is a much more efficient and much more generous program, quicker than going to court.
With the complexity of an entire region sort of being a potential plaintiff, is your next stop Fukushima, Japan?
I think when it comes to nuclear accidents, there are programs in place in Japan and in the United States. The Price-Anderson Act, if there's a nuclear catastrophe or a nuclear accident, there are already statutory provisions in place to set up a claims process.
But I suspect there may be some lessons learned from your process, even as those claims get started.
I think that's right. I think that when this is over, as we celebrate the anniversary, and we're here for another couple of years on this BP program, but I think people will be able to look at it and see what strengths and weaknesses, what lessons we learn from how these programs are run.
A death settlement likely in the next couple of weeks?
Yes, a couple. I think a couple.
All right. Ken Feinberg, administrator of the Gulf Coast Claims Facility, talking about being in the middle of it, middle of 300,000 claims processed and many more thousands to go. Ken Feinberg, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.